Our meeting to order.
Yes, James, you should be able to hear you just fine.
Are you there all right, Danny?
Yeah, I'm just fine. What's on there first? Is the board appointments on there first?
Yes.
I'm going to make a motion, the same motion I made the other day, to appoint Brian Caverton and Charles MacArthur to the Transportation Board.
I'll second that. Okay. Well, I hate to do this again, but I did get to visit, and I'm in support of Brian Caperton, but I have not yet had the opportunity to meet Mr. MacArthur. I visited with Robert Craig, who had been mentioned for, I think that's Zone 4. And
the same one Brian is, yeah.
Right. And I also visited with John Derby, who had spoke to us, I think all of us individually, about serving. And he's also in that Zone 4 that Brian Caperton is. And his comment to me was that he thought Brian would do a good job and would be happy for us to appoint him. So I'm definitely in favor of Brian doing Zone 4, but if you all want to go ahead and vote on 5, but I don't know Mr. MacArthur. I may have met him, but I have not had a chance to.
He was your neighbor there at MM Highway. He lives down MM there, away. Him and his brother was around. I know you know who he is. Black-headed guy. He's been in the office half a dozen times here lately.
Can you tell me, Danny, what's his background? What kind of work has he done? What's he been involved in?
I'd rather that he's interested in transportation. I do know that. I can't tell you that I know everything personal about him, but I do know that he's an honest and well-respected man out there in that whole community. And he's interested in the Transportation Board and come and ask me. I know as much about what he does as I do some of the other board members that we've appointed as far as what their backgrounds are.
Okay. Well, I'd still like the opportunity to visit with him about, you know, just his thoughts and what he's been involved in before I vote to approve him. And I probably know his face and have met him, but I just don't know him enough to vote for him to serve on one of our boards. Not saying I won't. I probably would be fine to, but I feel responsible to at least visit with him just a little bit before I make a vote.
Well, I've got enough faith and confidence in him that I'm going to call for a vote.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. And Christy, I'd please like the record to show that definitely in support of Brian Caperton and would have liked the opportunity to put this off another day or two for Mr. MacArthur, because I hadn't got to visit with him yet.
I would remind you that the BOA appointments and those, I never did even get to meet the gentleman after you guys had already appointed him. So I took the trust of the county commission on your vote and went ahead and accepted it, the latest BOA board member. So somewhere down the line, fair is fair on it. And if I thought it was anything, you know, indecent about this person, I wouldn't be recommending him.
All right, next on our agenda is It says something about no fire area or something. I asked that that be put on the agenda. I had a phone call a couple of days ago or three, I guess it was Monday, from a lady on Historic 165, the scenic view, the pull-off there. She was, I believe her comments were that at one point there was a no fireworks sign or there was a no fireworks rule or something. And of course that went back to when it was a state highway, now it being a county highway road. I would like to propose that we do an ordinance, or hopefully we wouldn't have to do an ordinance, but just simply we take it on our own without a big to-do to put up signs, you know, direction signs and, Blancet Road, we put up a sign, you know, no parking because of issues. Anyhow, my desire would be that we put a no fireworks sign at the scenic view on 165 across from the ice cream joint.
Is that a temporary sign?
Well, it would be wonderful to get something up immediately, and it would mostly apply.
Well, it could be a transportation issue, you know, with the danger of a bottle rocket or something flying in somebody's window or something like that, driving by or whatever, you know. So I would support that if we could get a temporary sign up there until we could officially make a decision on how we wanted to handle that area. I know we had a trash deal where a couple of years ago, and that we implemented about the trash that was over the bank and stuff like that, you know. So can we do a temporary sign and then take this up at a later day, let's say 30-day no fireworks in this area?
I'd be in favor of just two simple signs that we could get made up by the sign man or signs now or somebody like that that just said no fireworks, like you say, put one on each end.
And then we'll just revisit it in 30 days, Danny? What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure it gets posted in 30 days, but it sounds like we're all in agreement that we want to make sure that area is a safe area. So, getting signs made now and get them installed by Road and Bridge, I think, is the direction we're thinking, because they have the avenue to do that quickly, and get them hung, two signs, one on either end, and then we'll repost in 30 days to talk about all.
Other things we might want to put on that sign to, you know, protect the county, protect the citizens. That's the reason I want to wait 30 days on it, because there may be other things that I want to look at.
Okay.
That, you know, take place there. And I would like to, we don't want a bunch of signs there, but if we can put this one sign up temporarily and 30 days later, you know, review what we want to put up there.
But you're in favor of getting one up ASAP before the 4th of July. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Motion to authorize Road and Bridge to purchase two and install two no fireworks signs at the lookout.
165.
On 165, across from the Scoops restaurant.
Second. Discussion. More. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, guys. I think that's a wise decision, because
Point Royal is down low. So.
Point Royal, and there's lots of traffic, and people go through there too fast, and there are just all kinds of good reasons.
Last thing, Danny, is Linda's here to talk about tipping services award, and then that's the last thing on the agenda.
Well, I'm on the bridge down here. If you guys can take a 2-minute recess, I'll be right there for it and look at the figures. But there's quite a span in the figures, I know, last week, but I want to look at what she has posted.
That'd be great. I'd like to have
recess, and I'll be right there.
All right.
2-minute recess. Thank you. Bye.